Ventnor City Commission meeting, July 25th, 2019.
Call to order, please rise to the flag, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lisa, do you want to have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Crevel?
Here.
Commissioner Langria?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. We do not have any presentations tonight, am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. We do not have our department heads during the summer unless needed. We don't have anyone here, and we are not discussing capital this evening either, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So the following items are scheduled for action after our workshop portion of the meeting. We will approve the minutes of June 13th, regular meeting, and June 27th, regular meeting. We have an ordinance introduction. No, we have no ordinance introduction. We have an ordinance public hearing and adoption on ordinance 2019-016, which is amending in its entirety chapter 132, Department of Rubbish and Refuse, and we discussed it in length at the last meeting. Am I correct? This is editing and it was outdated, and it added all the language and regulations and rules with the new requirements. Correct?
We'll go with that?
We are good.
Okay. So then we have resolutions to vote on by consent, and I will run by them. First one is resolution 2019-228. Actually, that one, 229, 230, and 231 are all tax abatements. Then we have 2019-232, and that is authorizing certain non-union part-time employees not covered under a union contract their adjustments in salary, which is their annual increase. Correct, Marie?
Correct.
Okay.
The next, I apologize, city this year for the first time, you guys implemented a procedure where all the employees would have a performance review.
Right.
But it took a little bit longer to get done. That's why we're voting on these so late.
Almost merit-based.
Right.
Performance-based.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good. I mean, the way that the format, I don't know where it came from, but it gives you a pretty broad scope of metrics.
Yeah. I mean, as we develop this, we can try to make them more specific to the job description, but for now it works. And everybody really did it, even the leading positions in public safety.
Great.
So people told me they found them valuable. Gives them the opportunity to talk to their employees maybe about things that they've been putting off or never had a chance to talk to them about, good and maybe not so good, but.
Right.
And you know, you had a pretty fun. And get to recognize certain things that maybe, you know, just get busy every day. You don't recognize people the way they should be recognized for good performance or anything else you want to improve on.
And when you appreciate a million surveys that you take in any of the management courses, people think the number one important thing to improve is money, and it's not. It's being recognized, being appreciated. So you're right, in a performance appraisal or evaluation, you have an opportunity, and they have an opportunity as an employee to see how they're viewed. So it's really a positive tool.
Two-way, it's two-way.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're good?
Yep.
The next is a refund for a duplicate payment that was dealing with mercantile license, correct, Lisa?
Correct.
Okay. And then that was 2019-223.
233.
Thank you.
Like Scotch.
The next is 2019-234, and this is supporting the reform and renewal of the National Flood Insurance Program. It'll be over as of September 30th this year. So. It's a resolution supporting them, and it will it's actually would be, it'll be over unless Congress acts. So it will reform and also part of reforms to make the flood insurance more affordable.
Yes?
Yes.
Anybody else? Okay, we're good.
It's been in this recurring renewal every couple of years.
Right.
For the last 10. They need to get a permanent solution. This is another stopgap, but this at least is us supporting the reduction in this. We're doing our part with the CRS, the community rating system, and the things we do through our city engineer, our code official, and our floodplain manager. We're doing what we can do. This helps support an overall bill for the whole country.
That's important.
More so on the coastlines, but still you have flooding, and it's more coastal where we have issues, but yes. And this did, so there was, we got some emails, Maria, from residents concerned about another bill. Mm-hmm. I think this one was the more, mm-hmm. This one made more sense for us.
And this, what we had received from some other resources was asking you to oppose, if that was it, oppose whatever was being proposed.
Right.
This is making recommendations.
Right. Recommend the changes that do what we need to do.
Right.
Instead of saying, no, we don't want anything.
Right.
We're going to get something.
Right.
So let's get what we need in that bill.
Right.
And this was supporting what our state legislators are doing with the national legislature. So
right.
Good.
All right.
Go ahead.
The next is resolution 2019-235, and that is authorizing seasonal part-time employment for parking enforcement employee, Faith Smith. The next is 2019-236, and that is resolution renewing Moonlight liquor store, liquor license. Right, Moonlight?
Mm-hmm.
Right. The next is
that's Moonlight. It's closed.
It is. It's closed. There, the prosecutor's paid his fee to the state and to us. So they need to renew it. It'll be an inactive license. I'll keep it in my drawer.
Okay.
But I think they're in the process of.
Okay. Just so they keep it operational, or keep it valid.
Yeah, they're just, right, it's an inactive license.
Good.
Yep.
Can I ask a question? A little bit off the thing of our solicitor. I had a call from one of our licensees for the new ones we put out, the consumption license.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I gave him correct advice. He asked, can they sell packaged goods under that license? And I said, no. It's a consumption license, so they cannot sell packaged goods.
I think we specifically banned the sale of packaged goods.
That's because we did not want to hurt the existing packaged goods sales, so I gave them the right information.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there was a line there that said you could have a certain item behind the bar on the shelf, and I think we took that out.
Yeah. I think we banned it, yeah.
So I gave them the right advice.
The next resolution 2019-237, that's a tax abatement. Resolution 2019-238 is a authorizing Commissioner Creeble to execute an employment agreement with our fire chiefs. 2019-239 is a resolution authorizing Commissioner Creeble to execute an employment agreement with the police chief. The last resolution by consent is 2019-240. What's the matter?
I don't have, I'm looking for the backup on all these things. I'm not seeing.
Oh, okay. Do you want a hard copy?
Yeah, it's usually on that left side, right?
Oh.
I don't have.
Oh,
it.
I have it here. Oh, yeah, he doesn't have it.
This is the discussion item.
Yeah, do not close
that. This is the agenda.
Yeah, close it. Let's see if there's another one. Maybe you open up the wrong one. Then let's go to the desktop.
This should be in your packet.
Yeah, okay.
This one here?
No, but that's not the July.
I'd like to give you my tablet.
It's on here. It's got this one. There we go.
I'm sorry about that.
Now I'm cooking.
You opened the wrong one.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. The last one is resolution 2019-240, and that's the resolution authorizing us making an application to the local finance board. Pursuant to NJSA 40A:2-26B, and that in certain matters in connection with the issuance of the non-exceeding 13.180 general obligation bonds.
This is a new bond then, that this is...
Funding existing.
This is the funding of the existing bonds.
This is an additional. This is not additional. Okay. You'll ask this afterwards, but then I know right away.
One of the things I think should be said, and we just got to explain to us by our auditor, is that this enables us to, without a tax increase, cover challenges that were brought forth after Sandy.
Right.
The city took a loan from FEMA, $3.2 million?
Five million.
That was a potentially forgivable loan.
And this was in 2013.
It was 2013. So a lot of municipalities took that loan in the hopes that it will be a full loan.
Right. A grant.
Now FEMA has come back to several municipalities, including Ventnor, saying we want, in this case, 2 point something back.
Right.
As a loan, we have to pay it off in the next 4 years, right?
Right.
This would have, without doing what we're doing now, going up to the local finance board and reworking our numbers, under Leon's direction, this will actually maintain our tax reduction through that process over the next 7 years.
Or we would have had an increase.
We would have a significant two
every year.
Yeah.
Every year. Before we even opened the ballpark.
Right. This was an elephant in the financial room. We were...
Oh, yeah.
It was on the horizon.
FEMA was not moving on this. We went back and forth with them multiple times. Now, Maria was on the phone with them. I wanted them to stand here and tell us why we had to pay the money.
Congress went to Leonardo.
One of the frustrating things with this, and some of this wasn't directly from FEMA, but for some of the staff, was the numbers were changing.
Right. It kept changing.
From FEMA.
Right.
So,
when we first came in, I think it was only 800.
750,000.
That itself is concerning because you start to lose faith in...
Oh, complete faith is lost in FEMA. I have no faith in anything they could come at us with.
But what the Leon has done is take an inch and went face to face.
Yep.
With that body, and he found a way to incorporate the burden that we're taking responsibility for into the existing payment schedule that we already had, so it's kind of invisible to the taxpayer. Mm-hmm. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
So that's like not magic for the taxpayer. They're not going to get the effect of, and we still have we still take the responsibility that we need to, but it, with the relief that he, asked for and got, it's a
short of a miracle. Short of a miracle.
Yeah. Tim, I don't think you mean invisible. I think you mean it's not an additional burden.
Right. It's not an additional.
We're not trying to keep it invisible. No. We're telling people about
it. No. I heard that word, but that's not a good word.
It's there, but it was...
There.
Without impact.
Went through
without
impact.
Yeah.
The length to get it to a not to affect the taxpayers.
And this goes to Leon and our bond council. Yeah. These are the guys that are fighting for us. These are the guys that
and
we brought in.
And the pit bull down the end.
Yeah, I'm worried.
The pit bull down the
end.
Yeah, no, it's a big deal.
I have no heart.
I have no heart.
That's what I said in the emergency room. They said, we're going to check your heart. I said, you don't
I just think we need to explain that more than just say, hey, we're passing this resolution, this is something that...
No, it's a good thing.
This will have positive repercussions for the next 10 years on the city of Ventnor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Absolutely positive repercussions from Leon and Tim Cunningham and our bond council and what Maria worked on to get this done.
We couldn't do it with pinhole numbers. Yeah, we need to pull the numbers and figure out what to do with them.
Correct.
Yeah.
So kudos to that team to get this done. And really, this would have been a 2.5 cent tax increase every year for the next 4 years. Every year.
Before we did anything else with the budget.
That's
scary.
Right. And now the impact has been massive. And it just gives us a better head start, a better tool.
Yeah.
It's really a great job.
And
it's
fair for residents. For them to get hit with the tax for the next 4 years because of something that happened during Sandy. They've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy has hit enough. Better.
Right.
They don't need another hit.
So I just wanted to make sure everybody was aware of that and get that discussed.
We're good?
Yes.
We're good?
Yeah.
All right. And then we will have approval of our bills and payroll. And next is our agenda is our discussion items. Do we have it? I didn't know we had any.
No, not official ones, no.
I did want to make mention of one thing if I can.
Sure.
I don't know how you guys feel. This week they had the Municipal Alliance meeting, and the subject of non-smoking on the beach came up. Not that it was an issue, but what they may mention is people that may not know, people that don't, aren't from New Jersey, or people that do know and don't want to follow the rules, whatever the case may be, there was a suggestion of not the ugly looking things, but the real thin silver cigarette things to have somewhere, because what they were saying, which I said, they're right. If someone is told you're not allowed to smoke on the beach, you're not allowed to smoke on, where are they going to put that? They're going to put it out in the sand. So I know, I think we talked about that when we were talking about the band on it, and if we're going to have a designated area, we didn't want that to look ugly. Right. I don't know, it's just something we might want to think about.
I've talked to Ed in Public Works about getting a few of those for the boardwalk area.
Okay.
At the entrances.
Right,
the
okay, yeah.
Probably maybe not for this summer, but for next summer.
Okay, we'll yeah.
They're small, they're narrow.
They're real thin.
2 inch two.
Exactly.
Like a foot, 18 inches tall. They have them on Lansing Boardwalk.
Right.
If you're not looking for them, you don't see them.
Right. But at least if somebody has a cigarette and they're told you can't smoke them, right. Then you learn they're not putting it down in the sand, which is the whole environmental issue besides the air.
Now, are they unobtrusive enough that you can put them on other street ends, but just on the public street ends, like at the library?
They're literally a metal tube, Tim.
Yeah.
It's about 2 inches in diameter and a foot and a half tall.
Right? I got you.
I want to see how, if possible, we can mount on some of the trash cans that are on the beach.
Right. You
know, they get emptied every day.
Right.
And that's where people are going to go to get rid of that. So they'll sit there. They're not going to walk up to the boardwalk and go. What's happening is people are smoking more on the boardwalk.
Right.
Be there either. But
exactly. But that's why it was brought up, so they can put it out.
Right.
You know, people walking, if they're smoking or not, they're walking. They just throw it on the street. They're in the back.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good idea. I think especially on the public openings, like in the larger openings where it's not a residential street, but
so it's something
we're looking into that.
I mean, from the PD standpoint, there have been very few engagements with people complaining. Most people, according to the PD, have gone along with it.
I haven't smelled it. I mean, I haven't been on the beach for weeks, but I mean, I've been on the beach. Have you smelled it?
I don't smell it. I see it.
Oh, you just see it. Okay. Yeah.
Not last weekend, weekend before, I walked down the beach smoking a cigar.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, some people, I mean, they may not know.
I see vaping.
But it says no vaping. All right. Well, at least we had a... Well, let's not jam for quiet. That's that issue. Yeah. Yet. The summer, we still got half the summer to go,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Anything else tomorrow to discuss? We have our town hall meeting.
Yep, town hall meeting tomorrow,
Saturday.
State of the City,
Saturday.
Tomorrow morning.
Saturday
morning.
The Russian weekend.
Friday,
yeah.
Yeah.
10 o'clock, correct?
10 a.m.
Nana, are you coming?
Yeah.
We're going to have coffee.
Community center.
We're going to have lunch and coffee.
We'll have our MC.
Either
Kleiner
or
BRNC.
And
we chained him into that the other night.
Yeah, we did.
So the mayor and I double teamed the ad hoc advisory committee the other night. Doing some fun there. That was good.
It was nice.
Good discussions.
The Lance rescued me. It was my turn.
Oh, the Go Green Parade is April. August 3rd.
That's a Saturday and a rain date the 4th, correct? I have it in my book.
Okay. I know the day of the Green Parade is August 3rd.
That's the race?
Not really race.
Not the race, the boats.
The boats, yeah, the Go Green Parade, yes.
I didn't get asked to judge it, did you?
Yes.
Oh, good, then I'm off the list.
No. You're on the list.
How did I get on the list? I didn't get a phone call.
It's an email.
Yeah,
And you put maybe you in there?
No.
Oh, okay.
You were copying the email.
All right. I've been doing it every year. You haven't done it yet.
I'm usually in.
You are. You're correct. Me and Lance do it. Are you going to vote? Are you going to judge this year?
I hope so.
They went with my suggestions and it's easier.
What's that?
With the numbers, who they are. Remember when you could come to find them? You couldn't tell who they were, what number.
I wasn't able to do it last year, so.
You weren't there. And so I gave them a suggestion. I think they put like a paper plane so it's, they can hold it up.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I wrote my book.
Our mayor and wedding planner.
Yes. Event planner.
Event planner.
And I think the fourth is the rain date. At least that's what I have in my book.
You're probably right. I just knew it was coming up before I missed it.
Third, and then the rain date is the fourth, so. All right. And I'm judging.
All right.
Next week. Anything else? No? Okay. So now we will open it up to the public. If anyone from the public would like to speak on any of the items we discussed so far. So do I have a motion to open to the public?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone from the public like to speak on anything we spoke about thus far?
If we would have mentioned something new, we could do that now.
At the very end. We'll be fast.
Okay.
No other, nobody else? Do I have a motion to close public portion?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next is, do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now we'll go right into our regular meeting where we will vote on items. The first item is approval of minutes for June 13th and June 27th. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve minutes from June 13th and June 27th regular city commission meeting.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. We do not have any introductions of ordinance, so the next item is a public hearing on ordinance 2019-016. Do I have a motion to open public hearing?
Motion to open public hearing on ordinance, public hearing on ordinance 2019-016.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone like to speak from the public on this ordinance? I see none. Do I have a motion to close public hearing?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next is the adoption of ordinance 2019-016. Do I have a motion to adopt?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2019-016.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is the public comment portion for the resolutions that we will be voting on by consent. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion to open.
Right. Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Seeing none, motion to close.
Motion to close. Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next is resolution 2019-228 to 2019-240 by consent. Do I have a motion?
Motion to adopt resolution is 2019-228 through 240.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next we have bills and payroll, and Al, will you please state those amounts?
Okay, for the bill list, this period is $1,974,847.07. And for payroll, it was $636,626.14.
Do I have a motion to approve bill and payroll stated by our CFO?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is announcements and our safety report. Any announcements, or are we good up with the safety report? Are we doing the safety report? No?
You don't have to anymore. As long as it's published on the ICS, we'll actually speak it.
Okay.
And tonight we have
the event,
though.
Tonight we have the Christmas in July on Newport Avenue, right?
It's been off since noon. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. What time did it open?
8 p.m.?
8 p.m.
And I think we already talked about the State of the City meeting and the...
I have a couple things I have comments.
Okay. Yep. We'll let you.
Okay.
Let me do it again. 10 a.m. at the community building.
I think somebody on the table.
10 a.m. at the community building.
Okay.
This Saturday.
So a couple things on updates. I believe next month we will have a action from Public Works to go out to purchase a combo backer, which will replace our small towable backer and our jet truck for maintenance for sewer, water lines, storm drains, that kind of, not water lines, storm drains and sanitary sewer. They've been looking at them for the last 3 months. Big vehicles. We need one. We don't have that. We use a consultant to come in and do that work, a contractor, and it's expensive. This will be something that we have and control, do it, use it when we need it. It's an all-inclusive vehicle. It's expensive. It's a $300,000 to $400,000. But it's in our capital bond, so that's something these guys have been looking at. There's been some comments back and forth on the streetscape. I know Commissioner Kriebel and I went out there and looked at it. We had some concerns.
Yeah.
And I've set up a meeting or requested a meeting with the design firm as well as the engineering firm to go over some of those concerns with regard to the seating areas and some of the things that are going on out there. So we'll meet and talk about those. So we can come up with a little bit better solution before we get to the next phase of these in September. Trying to be proactive. Now, it was actually good that we had this section built to see what things are popping up on.
So the bright side, I guess, we could bright side it a little bit.
Yeah.
It was a pilot.
If you're, what helped me was I saw what Atlantic City did, the same design company, and I told them these are the things I don't want. They have a metal edge that sticks up around their planters. Tripping hazard. I mean, why would you put that in the sidewalk? I don't understand that. So they suggested, like, no, we're not doing that.
Right.
I'm sorry, no. So we did the wood pallet, wood areas. So we're going to look at the bike racks, how they're mounted. They're a little, I don't want to use the word insecure, but it sounds like the personality trait, but it's, well, they're just not stable enough for, right, for my taste. And we're going to do something with either bollards or something to protect those seating areas around the outside. And that may be something we add. The plans I recall seeing had something.
They did.
And that's not in the plans that are being built. So it might have been a bunch of everything. It may have been add on to the project that we didn't do that we might have to add.
Right.
That's kind of it. Yeah. It's been busy, but a good summer so far.
Yeah. Good weather. Definitely good.
We can fix that. I turned the heat off. Can you get that now?
It turned out beautiful. Yesterday was like a fall event. Commissioner Kriebel?
Yeah, I have a couple things. For police, we have two class twos that are active, and we have three more that just that came in kind of late on their training. So in August, they will be helping normal patrol. Class twos, their primary duties are kind of the secondary duties of patrol. So in August, having those three additional class twos is going to help with some of the things that you see, and I think it's going to have an indirect effect on Atlantic Avenue. We're now 25 miles an hour, and we've asked them to put patrols to focus more on Atlantic Avenue in August. At the same time, we're going to have 7 solar-powered radar-equipped traffic counting signs throughout the city. 3 of them are going to be on Atlantic Avenue. So and others will be throughout the city.
And traffic too.
So they're speed signs, so they'll tell you when you're doing 25 miles an hour.
We're landing on for it.
Right. And so now that we're not going to be a short staff with this, you know, 3 more officers, the downtime the patrol will have is going to be refocused on 25 miles an hour, just to kind of drive the point home. That's the speed limit. And I think in August you're going to see that happening more at present. Firehouse is up. You're not going to see much activity there because the panels are prefabricated and engineered. They are in engineering and they're going to be formed, and then they take 28 days to cure. So that whole process is underway. So it's going to be a little bit empty there for a little while. But in October, you're probably going to start to see that building take shape.
I wonder if the piles were up and then they were down, they're laying down.
So the piles,
I didn't understand that.
They call it fetching.
Exactly.
When we grab hold, and then you don't need the additional footage, you don't keep piling them on top of each other, so they cut them down, we can use them if we want, some of those, some people use them for decorations.
Okay.
You know, it's a taste thing, so I don't know how that will go, we have, they're basically just part of the construction process, and then the foundation is poured on top of that piling system, and the pre-formed concrete panels are then raised on it, so that's what you'll start to see, happening more.
I didn't know why.
Once it starts to happen, why?
You want a longer pile, because if that certain one doesn't fetch up, like Commissioner said, you have to drive it further, you get too many blow counts per foot. So, that's why you have a longer one, because you can't put one on top of it. It has to be one driven down there, they cut them off to grade.
I just wondered, because I saw, you know, I drive, it's right near my house, so I go by it, and all of a sudden, I look one day and I went.
We've had that question.
Yeah, I'm like, what would happen?
Yeah, some people are probably, they're over shopping, yeah, no, so it's part of the plan. And then just briefly with ragdoll, our camps are sold out, volleyball tournament on the fourth, had 40 teams over the weekend. Pickleball courts last year we sold 43 passes, this year we sold 140 passes. So that's a result of going from two to six courts, obviously, but it you know, completely at its max as soon as it started. And then, surf camp sold out. We added an additional trainer, and that sold out as well. So the record very busy. And we thanked you both for handing out the medals at the mile, despite the weather, it was a successful event.
What are you talking about? National Night Out is probably before our next meeting.
August 6th, I think it is.
Right? Mm-hmm. We should announce that. Right?
We'll get that.
I don't know what the date is, but sure.
Yeah. I know Bradenton's doing theirs on August 6th. I think it's one night.
It's one night.
It is one night.
I think you're right. So it's National Night Out, right?
It's a Tuesday, and our meeting is the 8th, so that'd be correct.
So it's Tuesday night.
Always a good time.
Can we do something over at the behind the library?
Right behind the library. We have a lot of organizations set up there.
Is there a movie afterwards this time?
I think they
did. It was last year.
Yeah, you're a movie as well.
K-9.
Demonstration.
They put cops on that. They just live arrest.
Live arrest.
Okay, so I think we covered everything.
We did.
Right,
yeah.
So far? Okay, we're good. All right, so do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion to open public comment?
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
This is for anything, yes. You come to the microphone, state your name and address, and then whatever you have.
My name is Matthew Basidia at 6305 Villa Court. And first thing I figured I'd ask since I was here to hear your thoughts on it was the reports about the 100 years or so, it's like all this area is going to be underwater. I just saw that on the news and I'm like, I don't know if this is ridiculous or if it's not. They list Ventnor City, Atlantic City, Ocean City.
We were listed?
What's that?
We were listed?
Yeah. Yeah. And I just didn't know, is that something like to be concerned about? Are we going to start like seeing large parts of our city like go away by 2100? Or is that just like weird report that somebody had?
Sea level rise is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the tides are coming up. I was actually interviewed by a magazine out of Philadelphia about 2 weeks ago. The Jewish community magazine, they called it, similar question. I've been to a couple of seminars up in Tom's River. They had a professor from the University of Miami talk. If you listen to him, you know, the sky's falling. And in 50 years, the state of Florida will have the only area that will be above sea level will be a spine up the middle. I don't necessarily believe that far in advance that it's going to raise that high that quickly, but you just look at where we flood on a regular basis. It's more water, it's more frequent. Our full moon high tides are more severe. Storm surges are more severe. So certainly yes, Ventnor has been on the forefront long before us taking office. In the early 1990s, Ventnor built one of the first dunes itself. I worked for the city engineer. We drove the cedar posts on the beach and put sand fence. Tim, you were here back then. I'm not dating you or anything, but I was really young back then. And we created our own dune. Atlantic City had one put in through a geotube system. And then after that is when the Army Corps came in and said, look, we're going to do a real dune, we're going to build a dune. And that's when that happened in the early 2000s. So the beachfront is somewhat protected. The bayfront is the problem. It's much more of a difficult fix, much more of a challenge, because you have homes that can't leave right over the bulkhead. And you just can't replace them that easily. So the Army Corps is studying the back bay. We participated in that. We put money into that as a community that was concerned of what we can do. They will come back with some answers, I think, in the next 1 to 3 or 18 months or so with a suggested plan. I don't know if we're going to like that plan. Some of the ideas that they came up with after they did Ocean City study was to build a 10-foot wall on top of the bulkheads. Well, down into the water and then 10 foot above grade. Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem like that's likely to happen. So, you know, that's a theory. You know, there's people that don't believe in it at all. I'm kind of middle of the road. I think sea level's definitely rising.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's rising as fast as some say. Some are in the middle of the road too, so it's who you listen to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if it's on your radar, then we're going to try to educate the public in Ventnor. One of the things I just talked to our team on the website about was to refocus the flood education for the people of Ventnor. We do take it seriously, and there's a lot of resources out there. So we're going to try to make it easier for people to go to some of these meetings. I think they're really educational. Mm-hmm. When you that the one that you mentioned about the bay, they do lots of field work, lots of studies, really drill down to not just us, but all of the Pacific Coast people who show their animal stock in some time.
Yes.
It is a real effect. We have it on our website. There's a map that shows the nuisance flooding, the most likely streets to flood when and how fast. Mm-hmm. And you can see that there's a spine down the center of Ventnor, and you can find your house and see where you're at on that.
You're right here, though, right near City Hall?
Yes.
Yeah. You're high.
The map's color-coded, so you see, you know, 2 feet above high, 2 feet above normal tide, 4, 6, 8.
Yeah.
8's problematic.
Yeah.
That's problematic.
But you'll see in the heights, the houses that are being built there, they're all on piling.
Yeah, they're really high. Yeah.
And that's going to be, I think, the character of that part of the town more than others. Because that area, if you look on the map, there's very little smog in the first wave.
Yeah. You think it was just low in the heat, like in the first place, that area, or it's just that just because it's so close to the bay?
Well, barrier islands are shaped like an airplane wing. It's high at the beach, low at the bay. So that's why it floods there. It's just the grade of the islands are lower.
Right. There's a lot of the heights that was marsh area.
Right. The heights was built by dredging out the back bay.
Right. Yeah. So the way I feel like is if it's going to be like 2100, like everything will be like underwater, I feel like you would have to see the ocean coming up like very like rapidly, like over the course of that time. But like you're saying the bay is
more down.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And then my next question, like my main question was, so we've been here for about 20 years. Every time we would cross the intersection here, Atlantic and Sacramento, the red lights would be like on and off like simultaneously, like red and red and green and green. But as of like this summer, it's been like where that would be like, this would like turn red at first, and then it would be like maybe like a minute or so or 30 seconds, and then this one would turn green. Mm-hmm. And they'd just be off, like not like synchronous. And it just kind of caused problems when crossing because you would have cars still coming from one side. I know we don't have a light over there, but we still have the crosswalk. And right. For the past 20 years, it's been very, not easy, but it's been doable to cross because it would just turn red and you would go, there'd be nobody. But now that one's red and one's still green, it's kind of problematic. So,
well, possible. I mean, actually,
our system is a manual synchronization. Mm-hmm. So you can get them synced, and we do it every so often. We go out there and we resync them. It takes about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour for the police department and public works to go do it. Mm-hmm. Start at one end and work through it. As soon as we have a power surge, as soon as we have a light go out, as soon as we have some matter of anything that happens, mm-hmm. it goes away. Mm-hmm. So that system is antiquated. We've talked about redoing that. Atlantic County will be redoing Ventnor Avenue from Dorset, from Wellington, all the way through Ventnor through Margate over the next 5 years.
And
the benefit of that. It's a $15 million project, so it's a big project. And those lights will all be camera sensitive, so if you're stopped at a light, say if you're on a side street, and it's green in front of you, it'll see you come up and it'll change the light.
Okay.
We would love to get that for Atlantic Avenue, but that's on our nickel, more like our $1.2+ million to make that goals.
$1 million.
Yeah, so like, oh, wow, really?
2.7. We can just go with like three lights on.
So that's the issue. They do try and get them synced. I cross here a lot myself. Actually, I walk up. I live on Harvard, so I walk up to Cambridge and use the light.
So we could use the light, but like I was saying, since the lifeguards are there, it's so much easier to just go like this way. And I also noticed like this would be red, and then all the way down, the lights would be green. Mm-hmm. So it looks as if it was like this one is just getting, so maybe if that could be looked at or somehow.
Like I said, they look at it through public safety and public works whenever they can. It's something that it takes a while. Mm-hmm. Every storm we have, it gets shot out. So.
Okay.
We took lightning at the last storm, what was that, 2 weeks and a half ago now?
Yeah,
I took a hit here, knocked out payroll. We took a hit on the pier, that wiped out the phones, the lights, and something like the phones and lights and the computer out there, the Wi-Fi, that got knocked out.
Previous
so, previous storm hit one of our welds and knocked out that sending unit, so we went back to a manual checking of the depth of how much water was in our well tower. So. Look, that doesn't go out when the power goes out. The guy knows how much water is in there. And there's overflow, so we know what that is.
So should I contact the public safety about it, or would I just...
You just did.
Oh, God, that's right. And then there's another office.
No, well, Commissioner Creel's public safety on public works.
Okay.
I'll talk to those guys and then we'll
talk to them. Yeah, thank you so much for letting me into that.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, I really appreciate your time. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Anybody
else from the public?
So
a motion to close public comment?
Motion to close.
Do you have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do we have executive session? I do not think.
We do not.
We do not? Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.